And now, a story we aired in February last year. It's about the uncanny life-saving instincts of the men and women who work in 911 emergency centers. We're offering this encore presentation because the piece was honored today by the Radio Television Digital News Association with an Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Feature Report. It's the work of Northwest Public Radio's Jillian Coldsnow and Lucretia Quinn.
An ordinary morning in Pullman. An ordinary day for Haley Emery. Up at 5, to work by 7, ready for her 12-hour shift at the Whitman County Communications Center. But what this 25-year-old does, day in and day out, is anything but ordinary.
911 location of your emergency?
As an emergency 911 dispatcher, Haley makes decisions, many of them split second in nature, some of them cutting the line between life and death.
Hello? Can you hear me?
A recent emergency call from a cell phone, but what Haley heard on the other end of the line was heavy breathing, nothing else. Another person might have assumed a prank caller or a pocket dial and hung up, but Haley thought twice.
I just kind of that gut feeling instantly knew something was different.
She tried again.
If you can hear me, will you push a button?
This was someone in serious trouble.
I hurried and put the call in and actually muted her and yelled across the room to get it going that this was a real medical.
The call came in on a cell phone, so there was no address. Emery and her co-workers cross-referenced the nearest cell tower to previous call records, located an earlier troubled breathing call, and using another beep from the struggling caller, confirmed her address.
I'm going to get you some help. Are you there alone?
The timeline shows how fast Haley had to move. The call comes in. Less than a minute later, Haley is using beeps to communicate. 28 seconds later, Haley and her co-workers have figured out the caller's location and have an ambulance on the move. 1 minute and 23 seconds after a call from someone who could not speak, and help is on the way.
Just stay on the phone. Is your door unlocked?
Haley kept in constant contact with the caller, communicating through yes and no questions and beeps.
If you start to get worse, will you let me know and push a button?
Finally, 5 minutes later, Haley hears through the phone line as an officer arrives at the home of a woman in nearby Moscow, Idaho.
I'm Officer Oliver. You got the ambulance coming, okay? You just have it.
And then the call ends. The call lasted just over 6 minutes, one call of the hundreds she and her co-workers take each day.
There's an ounce of relief that we got her, we found the address, you know, there's a little bit of, whew, and I can hang up the phone now.
No medals, no ribbons. These 911 dispatchers are unsung heroes. Often, they are the only ones who know that on just another ordinary day, they did an extraordinary thing. And saved a life. This is Lucretia Quinn, Northwest Public Radio.